So it's an intriguing choice, or perhaps it's a controversial choice, but President-elect Obama has named Leon Panetta, former congressman, chief of staff to President Clinton. He runs an institute for encouraging young people to get into government service out in Monterey, California, but he's been chosen to run the CIA. Now, some would say it's a controversial choice because Panetta has no direct intelligence experience, even though he was in the Army. Joining us now to talk about the Panetta appointment and what it maybe reveals about Barack Obama's intentions for the security apparatus in the United States is Mark Mazzetti, reporter for The New York Times. He joins us from the Washington Bureau of The Times. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Leon Panetta, first of all, I actually spent a good deal of time yesterday trying to find on-the-record comments of his talking about national security, and there really aren't many. He's known more as a manager than as a security whiz. What does this say about, first of all, his relationship with Barack Obama and Barack Obama's relationship with the CIA?
Well, apparently his relationship with Barack Obama is very strong. And the associates of President-elect Obama were saying yesterday that this choice shows that he intends to strengthen the CIA, that having a strong person at Langley, Virginia, who is close with the president, can only help the CIA in the sort of bureaucratic battles of Washington. Traditionally, the CIA has had trouble having someone in, you know, with a seat at the table who is going to represent the CIA's views. Now, what it says about Barack Obama's view of the CIA is still unclear. Panetta, you said that you had trouble finding Panetta's views on some of these issues. That's because, you know, he does not have a long track record of speaking or writing on national security issues. He did make some comments in the past 12 months about his criticism of the Bush administration's interrogation programs, calling some of the CIA programs torture. So certainly he was saying, quote, the right things for the Obama campaign in terms of President-elect Obama's criticisms of the same programs.
But a first-rate manager, if you're an outsider, seems almost like a contradiction in terms, in that there hasn't been a really great track record of outsiders being good managers in an agency that's known for its sort of chumminess, its kind of culture of interior personality, the conflict between analysts and the covert ops types.
Right. And I guess some people would argue, well, that's exactly what the CIA needs. They need someone who is from the outside, who does not have the baggage and does not have the chummy relationships, so we can come in with a fresh start. That has been tried in the past with the CIA, with different results. There have been some examples. For instance, John McCone in the 60s under John Kennedy was considered a very good CIA director, and he came in from business, and he did not have an intelligence background. However, some of the criticism you were hearing yesterday, and even from the new chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, the Democrat Dianne Feinstein, was that this is not the time to experiment with the CIA. You need someone, given the threats out there, who has the background, who has an understanding of the threats, and there's not really a time for on-the-job training.
And, Mark, that criticism was quick from Senator Dianne Feinstein from California.
Very, very quick and somewhat surprising to us who are covering the story. And she, first of all, pointed out that she had not been notified of the pick. And the first she learned of Panetta's selection came from the press. And as we know, that angers any member of Congress when they feel that that they weren't given the proper due in terms of vetting the pick. So she was certainly angry about that. But more importantly and more substantively, she said that she feels like we need to have someone with a deep intelligence background. And this is the trouble that Obama faces right now, specifically with this pick, and this is why it caused so much problems for him. You have to, you know, he on one hand needs to find someone who is capable and experienced and can kind of pick up right where the Bush administration left off in some sense in terms of going after al-Qaeda. On the other hand, he needs to find someone who's not, in his mind, tainted by a lot of what's happened in the Bush years.
So it's hard to find people who are experienced in the intelligence community who don't have their hands in the torture or the lack of WMD or the sort of George Tenet quagmire. Is that what you're saying?
That, I think, is in Obama's view, that was a lot of the dilemma. Now, certainly the person who was kind of his principal intelligence advisor in the campaign, a man named John Brennan, who many thought would get the CIA job, had to withdraw his
name
from consideration because there was a lot of criticism about his real or imagined role in the detention interrogation program. It was still murky. His problem was he'd made some very some comments since he left the CIA that seemed to support a lot of these programs.
Well, Mark, really quickly, back to the Feinstein thing for a second. You know, is it possible that there's some baggage here in the California delegation between Feinstein and Panetta that we don't know anything about? And, of course, Panetta is known as Mr. Compromise, Mr. Intergovernmental, bring everybody to the table. Is this thing likely to pass?
The first question, I don't know what the history is there. I mean, there certainly is. They were, I thought, known to be somewhat close, and so it's hard to know whether there is real baggage. On the second question, but that's something we'll be looking into. On the second question, I would say the likelihood is still that the president-elect will get his choice to the CIA. Dianne Feinstein did not say, I will vote against him. She
right.
just indicated that she was not in favor of the nomination. So that's something that could be negotiated over time.
Right. All right. Mark Mazzetti, reporter for The New York Times, talking about the Leon Panetta nomination for director of the CIA. Mark Mazzetti was in Washington. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks a lot.